What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 37 of Late with Nate. Now, I know my last episode was a bit alarming, and I'm just going to keep it real. I was in a very dark place. As you can see, I didn't post. I wasn't on. I had a whole little thing planned for you guys prior to those months coming up, and life was just hitting me left and right, and I really needed some time. I've never had to seriously just take some time to myself and sit. But it was basically, you know, falling apart to fall in place. Things that were old and tiring were finally coming to the light. So it was all a bigger picture to a very dramatic ending and chapter of my life in many different ways. So that is why I have been MIA, but I am back in action. Quite funny, I was going to be making a video about 3 weeks prior to this episode, but as I realized, I wasn't ready yet, and I was still grieving, if you will, and I really just did want another episode of whatever the fuck that was, you feel me? Because that shit was depressing as fuck, and I know it was, because there were even parts of the video I wasn't even talking. Like, that's how fucked up I was. So I don't want to give out that kind of content all the time, but I do know that it's important to be transparent. If I'm going to be a host, if I'm going to be a leader, I have to show vulnerability from time to time, you know. And it goes more than just talking a big talk. Like, you know, you got to show your scars. So you guys really saw me at my lowest there. But we are back and popping. I've got a lot of new things that I'm doing right now. So as you can imagine, through logic, not selfishness, my podcast is not like top priority right now, because again, things changed and I did not have the stability that I thought I did. I do have it now, but you know, more bills, more money, more responsibilities, you know. And I've really been away, and I'm sorry about that. But don't you worry, because I am in a much healthier headspace, so I'll be able to talk with you guys a lot more, and I will be making up for these episodes. I'm so sorry. It's been half the fucking year. And I have not made but 7 fucking episodes. So we are definitely behind for our 30 episode quota. You feel me? Because I shouldn't even be on episode 30. I should be halfway done. I should be on episode 35. So, I mean, no, 45. So, I am about 7 to 2 months late. I mean, 7 to 8 episodes and about 2 months behind my quota. So, I definitely will be popping some extras in there for the future. You know, this is June. Gay, gay, gay. I just realized that it's Pride Month. So maybe I will be dropping all the tea and all the soup of my life. Because, yeah, I feel like you guys need a little catch me up. And it'll be a nice little segment of story times and slash current events. Sorry, I'm in the middle of eating. But real talk, I'm not gonna lie with you. Had a little plan towards the end of last year, and that plan is completely different now. So, not really sure the direction. But honestly, you guys know I'm random as fuck, and I'm just here to talk, relate, and connect. So just enjoy the ride. That's all I can really say. But to relap on some more current events, I have my own place now, and I am officially on my own. I've been here for a little bit under a month. I've been here since the 8th of May, so. Been here for about 3 weeks, and I must say, you know, it's a struggle with, you know, new responsibilities and challenges. But I am absolutely at peace with my responsibilities, what I have to do in my own space. And I finally understand what people say when they're like, oh, I love being on my own. It's not about doing whatever the fuck you want. It's about having your own space and knowing that you are the boss. It's not about me having control necessarily and being bossy. It's just to know I have control over myself and what happens to me and around me. Now, do I give a fuck about others? No. Not in that way. Not in a manipulative way. Not in a way of do what I want and I really, really want, you know? But yeah, you know, I've always been a family man. I've always felt a bit codependent due to my disability. And that's really not how I feel about myself. That's really how people have projected themselves on me. And the older I get, the more I realize, okay, you walk funny, but that don't mean that you still can't do shit. And that's really it. I just walk funny. You know, people have speculated that, you know, my penis doesn't work. I don't know how to have sex. I'm mentally retarded. You know. Oh, I must sleep in my chair. I don't sleep in a regular bed. You know what I mean? Like, people are goofy. And what was even goofier is that I actually started to believe them. You know, I started thinking like, oh wow, I can't do this or I can't do that. And it became a fear, not so much of me not actually being able to accomplish them, but it was like a pre-fear. And you know, I realized, you know, with the grace of God and my grandmother, of course, I can do what I need to do for me. I've been surviving my whole life, you know, through all my trials and tribulations. I've stayed true to me. You know, I've been swayed and tempted and tricked, but I've always stayed true to myself. And I'm just realizing that who I am already for face value is enough right then and there. And I'm really, like, you guys know I've been on this self-love journey. And you guys know when you first start, you kind of lying to yourself. You just kind of take it till you make it. I am really on my self-love journey. It is really a thing of self-love because I took an action that I didn't think that I would. And it's simply out of knowing when something is over and walking away from it to protect your peace and positivity. And a lot of people will not separate themselves from tough situations due to emotions. And I speak on that because I do that myself. And I am finally learning to separate emotions from facts and focus on what is best for me in the moment instead of prolonging the pain for a possible optimistic change that may or may not happen. And 9 times out of 10, it won't. So I'm just learning how to be more in the moment and not so idealistic. And it really saves me a lot of trouble. In addition to realizing that for most of the time, Nate, the way that it's looking, you're going to have to live as an adult just as you did as a kid. You know, I was very introverted. As a kid, I loved being by myself. I hated being around people because, you know, kids were bad and up to no good. And I was just the dork that wanted to watch TV, eat junk food, and play my video game. And I really just feel like that's basically all I do now. Aside from, you know, you do growing up things. I have dogs. I have a job. I have bills to pay. But overall, I do the same simple pleasures that I've always done. And I am at peace, you know, now that I have my own little space. And it's just enough space for me, you know. It's not too big, it's not too small. It's just enough. So I'm very happy. I'm very optimistic about the future. Are there challenges? Yes. But it's, like I said, it's been about 3 weeks, and I really am getting the hang of it. I knew it was real when I got my new ID, because when you get your new ID, honey, you know, that's it. Like, you are officially, that's your home, that's your residence, that's where you reside, where that money reside, where that money reside, where that money reside, where that money reside. No, but seriously. So it was just a really humbling moment, but it was also gratitude. Like, this is mine. This is my little piece. You know, I beat myself up about, you know, being almost 30 and still having a roommate. But at the end of the day, there was a show called Friends that was about 30-year-olds still living together. So what the hell are you talking about? What are you tripping about? What is the problem? Why are you degrading yourself? Like, 30-year-olds don't have roommates and apartments. And they do. And you're 28. And it's okay. Because you're not too old. And why are you worried about these socially unattainable social cues that you don't even follow? You know, it's like, I don't know. I just be worried about all the wrong stuff sometimes. And it's just nice to be on the right track to things. So, with that being said, I will have more story times for you guys. I will be doing more things. But it will probably be a little bit more random. I definitely will be getting back on TikTok. I don't know. Probably around my birthday time. I'm just going to start talking because I really can't think of any specific thing to talk about. I really can't sit here and think about, what am I going to talk about? So what I'm gonna do is I'm probably gonna edit a bunch of videos for my birthday and then just post periodically. Because there's nothing, I can just basically talk about what I've been going through and what I want to do in the future, and just talk, like make a little diary, basically. Basically, a virtual podcast is what I'm trying to do, because me promoting my podcast on TikTok is a no-go, because they realize that you are pushing self-promotion, and they don't want that, because they want you to push what they have on the app, or just organically talking, or something spontaneously happening. They don't want you to make ads about promoting music, because you'll notice I don't see people promoting their music on TikTok. Yes, it's probably a big name brand motherfucker that's got a blue check already, but initially you don't see music ads and videos for main level content creators. So with that being said, is why I think that I should just start talking. There's nothing that I could talk about in my podcast that people want to give a fuck about. They want to hear me talk like this, and it needs to be literally about 5 minutes of me talking, if that, maybe even 3 minutes, because people get fucking bored. You know, I don't even want to say 5 minutes, because 5 minutes is a little long. Maybe 3. I maybe should just go down to 3 minutes, because sometimes I talk slower, or I might talk and drag a sentence on. So maybe just do 3 minute segments and then break that shit out throughout the month, because there's nothing like, you know, I have a wonderful support system and family on TikTok, and it's just really wonderful that I found a good, healthy space. But granted, one of my besties in the group, she literally posts, like, at one time, she can post, like, 5-6 videos. I don't want to do that. I'm going to post one video a day, and it's going to be me talking. And it's going to be 3 minutes, because I'm not posting 3 3-minute videos for you to look at one or skim through all three of them within a day. No, we're going to do one piece at a time. I'll come back. I'll do a little something. Maybe one a day. Maybe I'll do a segment, and then I'll leave, and then I'll come back. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and say, ooh, I'm going to sit here and post 10 videos and the algorithm's going to push you. No. No, the fuck it's not. It doesn't even want to push what the fuck it's doing now. So why the fuck do you think it wants to push extra of mediocre content? You know what I mean? I just feel like, and I'm saying that about myself, I'm not saying that about anybody else, because I feel like if I try to be funny, I'm not funny. You know, I'm a very in the moment type of guy. If I do something too premeditated, it's not going to be authentic, you know what I mean? So I just feel like it's best for me to talk to you guys, because that's the most natural, vulnerable I can be. And then it's just easy. You put a bunch of hashtags and sadness about what you're talking about. Everybody wants to hear about breakups and all that bullshit and depression. Everybody wants to hear about that. When I talked positive on TikTok, when I was talking about self-love, and I was talking about my podcast, and I was talking about current events, nobody gave a fuck. When I was playing my music, nobody gave a fuck. When I started getting naked, everybody started noticing me. So now I'm just going to do a nice even ground and just talk. Because apparently, nobody gives a fuck about my music right now. And honestly, doing my music is not a problem. It's just that I am not financially stable to invest in my music right now. Investing in music takes thousands and thousands of dollars. And I don't give a fuck when nobody tells you about this, that, and the third. You're going to buy software. You're going to be paying subscriptions. And when you get in the big leagues, you're going to be paying for spots for your song. You're going to be paying producers. And you know what I mean? So things cost money. I don't have money to blow on music to invest in a possible kickoff of a career, because there are so many people making music but ain't making more money. You feel me? And I can't afford to play like that. So I got a lot to say, but not a lot of money right now. So I definitely will, cause I can't, like guys, I can't even get tattoos. Like, that's how tight money is. I can't even get tattoos anymore. I might even only get tattoos maybe once or twice a year at this point. Because I'm not even, unless I get a good paying job really soon, I'm not even gonna be able to do as much as I did before. Like, my bills will be paid, everything, but it's gonna be tight. As far as extra money and just play money, like, ooh, here, do this. So, it's a doozy, but it'll be okay. But yeah, I think nobody gave a fuck about my podcast. Nobody gave a fuck. Even when I post it now. Because, like, I tried it before and I posted something of my music. And it literally flopped. It got literally 10 views. And that's something that I got literally in the beginning of the fucking TikTok. Like, when I first started. Are you kidding me? I was so pissed about that. I've been on this app for years. And you mean to tell me that I go down to 10 views because nobody wants to hear about my podcast? So that's why, honestly, I let it grow organically. Who wants to be there will be there. Who wants to fucking listen will listen. When you come past my shit and you see it, and I play it, and you listen to it, that's when it's popping. I'm not gonna kick and scream every episode for motherfuckers not to even be looking at it. You know, marketing is important, yes, but there has to also be a point where you allow the energy to come to you instead of just forcing it. You feel me? So that's why I'm actually happy with how I organically have grown. You know, I haven't pushed my podcast in about a year. A good solid year. I've just been organically making content. You know, I might post it on my story and leave it at that. I'll give a direct link so you can see it. But I'm not necessarily posting a video about it, reposting it on TikTok, you know, doing a follow-up. You know, like, I'm not doing all that. I just, I'm excited. I really am. I just need some moolah. Because, just to do the extra stuff, like, all of what needs to be done will be paid for. But, like, that extra shit, though. I'm gonna figure it out, though. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna go get a spoon because I'm in the middle of eating, but it's bothering me that I don't have a spoon. So give me 2 seconds. As y'all can tell, because I was distracted, but hold on. Okay, y'all, I'm so sorry. I decided to get some chips and be a fat bitch. But I still got the spoon. And the phone like that. But yeah, yeah, I know. Oh. If you guys want to if you guys want the link to my new Twitter, on my TikTok, that if you're an OG, that really I want to see if you listen. I want you to listen. And it's kind of obvious because if you pay attention to the episode details, it'll show you where I'm talking about my OnlyFans specifically. But what I want you guys to do is I want you to go to the episode or find what my OnlyFans is. Because if you find the link to my OnlyFans, you'll find a link to all my social media, including my new Twitter. Honestly, it was a live and learn type situation. I've had my Twitter since 2014. So I had it for almost 10 years. And what happened was, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to spam post. Like, you know how you post something real fast? I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. That's all I got my account down for. But to be fair, the one where my Twitter account that I have my Google account connected to is the one that I've had my email on, obviously. And I have that email, obviously, since I was a little kid. So, it still registers me, not as a kid, but it still keeps that privacy, because once I was a child, so it muted my post. But when my account got suspended and I set up a new one, I basically do the exact same thing. I just switch on my email. And I am connected through my phone number. And now, I don't get muted when I post something. Right? If I have sensitive content, it won't do that anymore. But the account linked to my email that I've had since a kid did. So, I am happy about that. And I kind of wanted to get a new and improved Twitter, because again, that was my Twitter from my childhood, you know. I had a lot of childhood memories. Old tweets. I wrote talk. If y'all remember, back in the day, Twitter was kind of falling off, you know. Especially when Instagram first came in the picture and Facebook. Wasn't nobody dealing with no Twitter, you know. So, and just like I told you before, I was always true to myself. Did my music, talked about my podcast, made funny videos. Nobody gave a fuck until I started getting sexual. And that's fine, because now that I'm older, I look at it as a marketing tool and a way to network. So, it's not so bad. But I just want people to know, don't ever say, you know, oh, it's just all about sex. There's guys and women out there that's not all about that, and y'all still just want what you want. So just keep that in mind. And yes, I'm pausing between talking because I'm eating. And this shit kind of good. But y'all check out, check out my latest episodes. You'll find my OnlyFans, and then you'll find the links to my Twitter. And there's a party from that. This is horrible. I'm just munching. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I've been so in my head. Life has been a son of a bitch. Let me rephrase that. It's not life, it's situations and circumstances. Life is quite beautiful. It's just the souls that inhabit it. Not all of them are good. But we already knew that. It's just like, you know, you spend what baffles me the most is that people are so premeditated. Like, you will literally, people will literally do something knowing damn well it's gonna hurt the other person and still not give a fuck. But if you did that exact same thing to them, they wouldn't accept it. That is true narcissism. And I really learned about narcissistic people. Or I am. Because, you know, as I mentioned before, I found out my mother was narcissistic. And if I might quite add, bipolar. And then I fell in love with somebody, ironically, that was narcissistic and bipolar. So, I really, yeah, there's no way. It's just like, I'm never going to a point where I overfabricate something or a person. I feel like we all do it. No matter how old we are. But I'm literally gonna pay attention to that feeling and have self-awareness to know that acting that way is dangerous. It's almost how you would feel if somebody was obsessed with you too quickly. Before you were even obsessed with them, and it's like, whoa. So with this situation, next, business, friends, relationship, family. I'm gonna go into it with optimism, but neutral optimism. Not that over the top shit, but not pessimistic either. Because when you idealize people and who you think they are, you are so fucking wrong. And you always will be. So you might as well stop wasting your own fucking time. You know? Take your time like your intuition has been telling you since you were a fucking child. And stop running with that little bit of Leo cusp energy that you have. You are a Cancer. You move slow and steady. Because that is the fastest way to get to where you need to be. Do you hear me? So when I'm speaking to y'all, I'm speaking to myself. It's not just to say, oh, well, you know, I'm pastinating, y'all listen. No, I'm saying this to say, I'm my own teacher too. You know, I don't follow my advice sometimes too. But yeah, I just really want to be me authentically. Yes, I want to jump on the first. Not the first, but yes, I want to jump on the dick and suck the dick and love the dick and love the body, yaddy, and the body hair and the booty and eat the cakes for breakfast. I want it all. But I also want to know when I'm getting booty butt naked with somebody, they're not going to play me afterwards. Because it's so, you will get wrapped up in the idea of a person and forget who they really are right in front of you. And that's what's so crazy. Yeah. That, and I suffered from codependency due to insecurities of my own independence. So it caused me to conflict with my own self about what was right and what was wrong. And that just really prolonged me being stuck. But now that I'm out of the, you know, hellhole, I just realized that you could have been did what you're doing. But at the same time, this is not the time to sit here and beat yourself up and compare and compete. This is about understanding that you overcame an obstacle that was troubling you. That is what you're supposed to look at this as. Not how long it took you to do it, when you did it, how old you are. What matters is that you overcame an obstacle. You completed a mission. And that's how I want people to look at their own, you know, struggles. When you don't know how to do something and something's hard, it takes time. It's going to take time than what you think and expected and all of this other shit that you conjure up idealistically in your brain. It is simply going to take time, and that is all that you can logically focus on. You know what I'm saying? So give yourself grace when you do overcome, because I'm the type of motherfucker, I will accomplish something, but still critique myself to a point where I end up beating myself up about how it's done, when I finished, you know, and I'm paying attention to every detail, but for all the wrong reasons. So that is what I want people to take away from my experience, because I look at my 6 years that I spent, you know, in my darkness and my struggle, in addition to, you know, my childhood. And I can look at that and say, you know, shit, I'm fucked. It's all hell. But at the end of the fucking day, you gotta look at yourself and you gotta say, I'm enough. I'm okay. I've made it. I've overcome, you know. Because you aren't the same person you were 6 years ago. And you feel great. I mean, I don't feel wonderful, but it's like, it's one of those things where you're tired, but you're still living. And I'm just at a point where I want to give myself grace I want to give myself grace because I know so many people in my position that would have stayed stuck in their old mindset just to feel safe, only to be in pain every single day. It's very contradictory. But, and then the payoff is, you know, you're on your own, everything's on you. And that's not so much a bad thing, it just means you have to do these certain things that you didn't do before. That's literally all it means. And yet, when people classify that shit in other aspects, we get so bombarded with trials and tribulations and feelings and emotions, and it's like, it's okay. I mean, there are 7 billion people in the world. You don't think that we know what we're doing? You don't think we got it popping by now? Come on. So what if you're new to the game and you just getting started? It's motherfuckers that's doing this shit. It's motherfuckers that's been doing this shit. It's motherfuckers that's gonna do this shit before you. It's motherfuckers that's just gonna do this shit after you. It's okay. You know, I think we get psyched out by other people's perspective of us. And we start believing that's the facts, and it's not. It's not the fucking facts. The facts are, you're awesome, I'm awesome, we both have potential, we both have something to offer, we both are independent, we both know how to survive. So what the fuck is stopping us from doing what we need to do for ourselves? Nothing. And as soon as we get out of our head and realize who the fuck we are, our self-worth, we'll be fine. You know, you have to get past that point. But at first it's gonna hurt, because you're gonna feel like you're making a mistake, and you're going to be alone for a minute, you know. And in the end, I want you before, I mean, come on, let's cut the bullshit. You made new changes in your life because the people that were there weren't working for you. So it wasn't like you being alone was a complete fucking problem, was it? No. It just feels that way because you think that you're supposed to be doing something else than what you're doing. But in reality, you're not supposed to be doing anything but what you are doing right now. Right the fuck now. Right the fuck now. So, that is food for thought this week. Stop beating yourself up about who you are and what you are, and just go be great. Just go be fucking awesome. Just get on the fucking horse and realize your self-worth. Realize you're great. Realize you're thebomb.com. And stop hating yourself. Stop feeling like a jelly.com on a weak lick tick nick snick. Because at the end of the fucking day, you have to know that shit don't matter what they talking about. If I had realized how strong I was 6 years ago, I would have saved myself a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have had to endure so much turmoil. I mean, because who the fuck want to sit up in here and go through infidelity and go through trials and tribulations of seeing how dark and manipulative and evil people can be? Who want to go through that? Nobody. But sometimes when we put ourselves, sometimes purposely, because I'm not going to lie to you, I put myself in that position being ignorant. I was being impulsive and taking life by the horns in the moment. But for once in my life, I did not plan it out. I did not think it all the way through. And that's where I backfired. And I knew it. I knew it going into it. for where another chapter was closing, another one was open, and I opened it all the way. And baby, when I opened it, ooh, did I see some things I didn't want to see. But it also showed me my own character. It also showed me that no matter how alone I am, I'm never actually alone. It shows me that no matter how sad I may get, I'm not sad with myself. I'm just sad with people who hurt me. And that is a funny revelation. I have always had a sense of pessimisticness because of my sign and due to my trauma. But I am not disappointed with me. I'm just disappointed with how people have treated me, and it's just a bad thing. It's like tapes that keep replaying. And you can't turn off the tape. No matter how much you turn that tape, nothing. It won't budge. It won't break. Nothing. And that's just where I'm at. I'm trying to learn how to take the tapes out of the tape player. And possibly put them away. I can't throw them away and act like they don't exist. That's bullshit. But I can put them away. And I really just want to learn how to take them out of there and put them away. And I have come up with this beautiful revelation of just being depressed, knowing that I put effort, time, energy that I cannot get back into things and people that had no good intentions for me whatsoever. That, I'm sorry, it's just a very hard pill to swallow. It really is. It's just like, wow. Because when you go into something pure-heartedly and you get played, it's a slap in the face. Now, if you was playing games and I was playing games, it would be easier. Because when the shit hit the fan, well, we knew what to expect. But when you are really being vulnerable, when you are really taking your heart . It is a different feeling. Like, that's not just something you can walk away. But I will say, I am a person of theatrics from time to time. And I will pre-plan out a argument. Like, I'll pre-plan out what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say, you know, the strength, the conviction. And then I get in the moment and I'm completely different than what I was going to do. But all in all, I still stay poised, I still stay calm, and I still stay me. And I must say, I handled the ending of a chapter very well, more than I ever thought I would. And I'm very proud of myself for that. So that's just where I'm at when looking at success and things of your life. Like, don't beat yourself up because you live in and learn, and don't beat yourself up because things take you time. Because I'm going to tell you, all we have is time. You know, I hate to tell you, this isn't a fairy tale land. This is a trial. Life is a trial. People have said that many times. Life is a trial. But you pass the test of life, life rite of passage, all that type of shit. I get much more enjoyment knowing that I might have lost almost everything I ever knew. But now I can say at almost 30, I have my life ahead of me. For me, it's not for anybody else. It's not guilt. It's not obligation. It's not lies and manipulation. I am simply living for myself. And even if that's just living simply, you know, I spent so much of my life trying to have this big, lavish lifestyle. And what I failed to realize is, do you know how many ordinary people there are? You might have an ordinary life, but you might be very valuable. You know what I'm saying? So don't look at yourself as if you are just as simple as your life. You are not your life. You are valuable. You are so unique. There's not another soul that could imitate you. It's not even universally possible. You just really gotta get to a point where you love yourself, because life is gonna hit you with a lot of trials and tribulations, and it's gonna test you. Like, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you still know who you are? You know, I finally can say, after all these years, I'm finally free. And I don't just mean from relationships, you know, personal relationships. I mean from the illusion of delusion. You know what I'm saying? You know, you grow up in this, and you think you're going to get this big American dream, and people are a certain way, and it's not like that. And once you finally realize the truth, that's when you wake up. And a nigga is woke. A nigga's woke. And it's a lonely road, but it's a proud one. Because I would have been mortified to have grown old around a bunch of evil people that had no good intentions towards me. Only to sit there and perish and have them disremember me in a way. So I am very happy with what I have now. I'm very happy with how things turned out. It's just that when you go through stuff, it's a son of a bitch. Everything hurts. You feel everything, and it's just like, it's overwhelming. It really is. But I'm very grateful for my space and this new chapter of my life. And I'm glad to have you guys with me on this. And with that, we are coming on the last 30 seconds on the hour. But I just want to close out by saying thank you all for finishing up episode 37 of season 2. I will be back next week for the continuation of my shenanigans and what I've been up to. peace, love, light. Good night.